This is from Walker Percy's novel, The Second Coming. Something was trying to get into his mouth. He clenched his teeth. You were asking for water. He opened his eyes. Something, someone, a person, a woman, a girl, bent over him with a paper cup. Okay. He tried to raise his head to drink properly. It was impossible. Pains shot up his neck. Very well. He had broken his neck. He opened his mouth and she poured water into it. There are few joys greater than drinking cool water after a serious thirst. Have you heard of the butterfly effect? It's the concept that small causes can have big consequences. For example, a tornado or hurricane can be influenced by the distant flapping of a butterfly's wing several weeks earlier. Scientifically valid or not, the metaphor has meaning for the moral life. What is the outcome, the butterfly effect of an act of kindness? Consider today's first reading. A woman of influence invites Elisha, a holy man of God, to dine, and then extends that hospitality by arranging a room for him to stay in. The outcome? Elisha promises that she will be blessed with a baby son. That's one heck of a butterfly effect. Jesus knows as well in the gospel that merely offering a cup of water to someone who is in some way thirsty, someone who may be lost in a desert or wasteland, may have an effect beyond one's knowledge or imagination. As great as our own thirst may be, God's thirst, God's yearning for us, for our attention, for our love, for our life is even greater. God wants to dine with us. God seeks a room in us in which to rest. God thirsts for us. Paradoxically, when we respond to God's thirst for us, when we offer God a cool drink of water, our own thirst is quenched. That's the reward, Jesus says, that won't be lost. There are few joys greater than drinking cool water after a serious thirst.